This is a Civitas Capital update. The father of the Hope County girl forced to eat school chicken nuggets says the school's version of the incident is not exactly accurate. Hope County Schools Assistant Superintendent Bob Barnes is telling the media the pre-K student who was forced to supplement her homemade lunch with chicken nuggets must have been confused when she went through the school lunch line. The girl's father says his daughter never went through a line. The food tray was brought to her table. The father says the first thing his daughter said to her mother when she got off the school bus that day was, "Why didn't you pack my lunch right?" The girl only ate the chicken nuggets and the rest had to be thrown out. Thousands of pounds of school food and gallons of milk wind up in the trash every day. One pre-K owner says he pours 40% of the milk down the drain each day because the children don't drink it. Those programs are required to buy a certain amount of milk. New rules being proposed would also ban flavored milk and Kool-Aid. There will be a public hearing on those rule changes later this month in Raleigh. That's the Civitas Capital Update. I'm Matt Willoughby.